Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
An icon of our area will be running today despite the postponement of the event that normally follows it. Here to explain is WWJ's Tony Ortiz.
That icon of the Motor City, the Scott Fountain on Belle Isle, which began flowing today as part of a partnership between officials of the Detroit Grand Prix, Team Penske, and DTE. I had a chance to talk earlier with the chairman of the Grand Prix, Bud Denker, about how all of this came about.
We got together and said, we got to make this happen because the DNR is just not going to be able to have these things occur this year due to the resources they have and the cuts they've had to make because of the state situation. So we took it upon ourselves, and we are going to have the Scott Fountain flowing for the citizens of Detroit to enjoy all summer long and to keep the annual tradition of it flowing beginning with the Grand Prix weekend.
This, of course, would have been the weekend for the Grand Prix on Belle Isle, which because of the COVID-19 pandemic was postponed until 2021. Tony Ortiz, WWJ News Radio 950.